This is NPR.
A suicide bomb in Kabul, Afghanistan, against a U.S. military convoy has left 6 Afghan civilians dead. The U.S. troops were traveling in 2 armored vehicles near the Kabul airport when they were attacked by the bomber. None of the 4 American service members were seriously wounded, but along with the 6 Afghan fatalities, 20 other civilians were injured in that blast. To the U.S. now, and more fallout in the latest scuffle in the fight for the Democratic nomination. Geraldine Ferraro has left her post in Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign because of an uproar over comments she made suggesting Barack Obama is the Democratic frontrunner because he's black. The Obama campaign pressured Clinton to denounce the remarks. Ferraro stepped out of the campaign yesterday, saying she didn't want to be a distraction for the Clinton campaign, but she refused to back away from her remarks. The head of the California slaughterhouse, where employees led sick cows to slaughter, acknowledged during congressional testimony yesterday that some of the cows wound up in the nation's food supply. Here's NPR's Libby Lewis.
Steve Mandel, the president of Westland Hallmark Meat Company, told a House panel that the sick cows captured on video by the Humane Society of the United States weren't being led to slaughter for food. He wrote they were actually euthanized and disposed of. But then the House panel aired the 2 videos. They showed sick cattle being shocked with electric prods and dragged with chains and a forklift to get them to stand. Mandel changed his testimony and said he had only seen snippets of the videos before the hearing.
I mean, I couldn't believe that it was my plan.
Right.
Until I saw the video.
After the video surfaced last month, the U.S. Department of Agriculture urged Mandel to conduct a voluntary recall. Mandel did, and now he says he's ruined.
NPR's Libby Lewis reporting. And the space shuttle Endeavour has successfully docked at the International Space Station, kicking off 2 weeks of demanding construction work. Before the link-up, Endeavour's commander guided the shuttle through a 360-degree backflip to allow their colleagues on the space station to take a series of photos of the shuttle, a safety procedure to make sure the shuttle wasn't damaged during takeoff. 5 spacewalks are planned during the mission. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.